Luke's Gospel, chapter 17. I'd like to start reading in verse number 1 today. Luke 17. Then you can be found in Hebrews chapter number 11. Luke 17. Brother Mike, come read verses 1 through 5 for me and help me this morning.
Then said he unto the disciples, It is impossible but that offenses will come.
Right.
But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostle said unto him, Lord,
listen,
increase our faith.
Thank you. You may be seated this morning. I'd like to preach on this subject today, if God would help me. On Lord, increase our faith. Now, isn't it amazing as they had no doubt come upon a situation that maybe had presented itself in the way, the Lord told them something. He says, offenses will come. You ever met anybody that brought an offense to you? You ever met anybody that became an obstacle in front of you and maybe said something to you you didn't like? Oh, I know you've been to Walmart, amen, or to Lowe's on Saturday evening. But these disciples had ran into something in the path of life and no doubt somebody had crossed against them. And he said in verse 3, take heed to yourselves. You know, if we really would study our Bible and look at it, we don't have time to mess with nobody else with their business. Because I don't know about y'all, but I take up a lot of time just trying to see about myself. Then he says, if thy brother, that's a deep word, that means that you've been put in the family. I want to say something. Brothers and sisters will not always see things just alike. Something I learned a few years ago, it's a lot better just to agree to disagree instead of getting into a heated spat, heated circumstance. I like what the Bible says, where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. I've noticed that folks say something smart to you, just don't say nothing back. But it's hard not to say something back. I know it ain't hard for you, but it's hard for your preacher sometimes not to say something back. And so he said, now, if he will repent, forgive him. If he trespassed against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to you saying, I repent. Thou shalt forgive him. And look, the apostles said. Now, here is the 12 chosen. Those that the Lord had handpicked. And this is what they said, Lord, we don't need more money. They didn't say, Lord, send me more bullets for my gun. Lord, send me more rocks for my sling. But they did say, Lord, increase our faith. I want to ask you, as your preacher this morning, where's your faith? Faith is an amazing substance. Let's look at it in Hebrews 11 today, and let's look at this observance of faith. Hebrews chapter 11, the great hallmark of faith chapter. It would do you good to read the whole chapter, especially at the end. It's amazing what our Bible forefathers went through. And it's a good, I think I'm going to read it to you, because I probably know you won't once you get home. Hebrews 11. Look what it says in verse number 33. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Watch this. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. Isn't that amazing? In other words, they were put to the test and said, you must deny Him. And they wouldn't deny Him. So they were put to death. Said that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yea, moreover, bonds and imprisonment. Watch this. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. Lord, if a church pew is a little uncomfortable now, we want him to come back. They were tempted and slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Watch your Bible, and all these having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Now, look in Hebrews 11:1. I want you to look at the observance of faith. A lot of people have asked me, Brother Ken, what is faith? Is faith just a blind notion, taking nothing and walking out by blind faith? Faith has never been a blind faith. You're never going to do nothing for God unless you learn to live by faith. You're never going to amount to much as a Christian if you don't learn to access this vehicle of faith. Now watch this observance. What is it? People's asked me a lot. What is faith? Well, the Bible says now, faith is the substance. Isn't it amazing that faith has substance? Have you ever heard somebody make a statement and they say, well, that has no substance? But he says simply, as the writer of Hebrews, whom I believe was Paul, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That word goes a lot deeper. Instead of hoping, but it means a knowing hope. And so he says, it's an evidence of things not seen. If God's asking you to go by faith, and you're looking for something to see it first, you're never going to do nothing for God. But I want to remind you today, you can see it but not see it. In other words, by the eye gate of faith, God said, I'll let you see some things, but you've got to go by faith before you'll ever see it. A lot of people trying to live by faith and trying to see it first. But you've got to go by faith in order to get what God wants you to have. Now, faith is a substance. It has quality and it has quantity. Somebody said this about faith, and I love it. Faith will let you know the inexplainable. Now, it's hard for you to explain some things that has happened in your life spiritually. It's hard to explain some things that God has done in this ministry. But faith will let you know about the inexplainable. In other words, God will do some things that you just can't explain. It's just a God thing. And it's amazing how good He is at being God. So faith will let you know about the inexplainable. And then secondly, this is an amazing thing about faith. It will let you do the impossible within yourself. It's hard for you to forgive somebody, but by faith, it'll let you forgive somebody. By faith, I want to say it will let you do the impossible. It will let you give out into realms and reaches that you thought there's no way that I can do that. But faith can do the impossible. Some of you think, well, preacher, I can't get saved. If you'd access faith, it would let you do the impossible. I remember one time when we was at the storefront building, and we had the little building rented there in front of the Southern Lady, and we'd rented the little office next door, and so we'd acquired this property, and we'd got to wanting to build a facility, and so you ask Brother Mike, this is not the truth. We met with an architect, and he come and sat down at a little table in that building next door to us, and we showed him a picture of an old building that we'd taken down in South Georgia, and one in Whitesburg, and so he turned around and he told me and Brother Mike, he said, it's going to cost you this amount. Now, it wasn't many of us. And you know what your preacher done? I turned around and said, well, this meeting's over. In other words, there's no way we can do that. Can I remind you that some years ago, that's where God wanted me to get to realize that I can do nothing. And faith will let you do the impossible this morning. I tried to add the math and the formula just did not work. I got to thinking about this thing of faith and how big and how important in my life this thing of faith has been. Has faith been important in your life? The Bible says that we're saved by grace through faith. The Bible says He's given every man a measure of faith. God has given you faith, but it's up to you whether you access faith or not. Faith will let you know the inexplainable. Faith will let you do the impossible. I wonder, is God asking some things in you that seems to be impossible to do? And I'm going to tell you, God will ask you to do things that it's impossible for you to do. But He can do it through you. So this thing of faith, it simply will let you know the inexplainable. It will let you do the impossible. It will also let you obey the incredible. You remember when the storm got up and Peter was with the disciples in the ship? And this is what he said. He seen the Lord come by and it frightened them. This is what Peter said. Lord, if it be Thou, bid me to come to you on the water. You know what the Lord said? Come. Now, let me tell you, I don't know about y'all, but I found out a few things about living in Bowdoin, Georgia. I ain't met nobody yet that can walk on water. I've met some folks that thought they could. And you can tell who they are when they come in your church. Their nose is stuck up in the air. And if it was to rain, they'd drown for sure. They think they can walk on water, but they can't. But let me tell you this morning, when the Lord told Peter to come, it let him do the impossible. I've noticed that God will ask us to do some things that is so impossible, but He will also let us obey the incredible. Come! Well, it's sort of scary looking. But did you know faith will let you obey the incredible? In other words, He'll ask you to do things and you say, Lord, if you'll just obey Him by faith, He'll let you go places spiritually you've never been. And I'm going to tell you something. It will let you see the invisible. I can tell you what's wrong with most of our churches today and most of our Christian life. We don't dream big. You see, some of you need to get a hold of a vision and let faith let you see the invisible. Some of you think, well, God will never save my children. Faith will let you see the invisible. You know, a lot of times you'll say, well, we can't reach them. Faith will let you see the invisible. In other words, when God comes by and nudges you, if you can see it by the eye of faith, it will let you see the invisible. And then I want to say it will let you walk the impassable. Some of the folks in our church has had cancer in the last couple of years. They're walking in places that only faith will allow them to go. Faith will let you walk the places that is impassable. In other words, nobody else can walk there. And you can't walk by yourself. But faith will allow you to walk there. There's been some places that God's asked me to walk. They were impassable. But by faith, He let me get through them. Now I want to say, look here now in Hebrews 11. Here's a observance of faith. Look at the realness of faith. Now faith is not some fairy tale statement. Faith is not something out in the air. The Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for or knowing for. Not hoping, but within that hope it goes further. Knowing. Now the observance of faith. There is the realness of faith. Secondly, look at the readiness of faith. It said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, the readiness of faith. But then, look at the reach of faith. Now, faith is. It's not what faith used to be. Faith is right beside you today. Faith is in you. Won't you reach out and get it and do what God wants you to do? Because I'm going to tell you today, there is the readiness of faith and there is the reach of faith. See, Christ is the object. That's where we ought to be walking toward today. Christ is the object. The Holy Ghost is the agent. He lives in us. The Bible said that we were sealed to the day of redemption. In other words, He said He had put a stamp upon us, a stamp from the Master. Shows us that we're His. And then, I want to say, the Bible is the instrument. Faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing by what? Word of God. You know, a lot of times people think, well, preachers have preached this message before. But faith cometh by what? Not heard. Hearing. We sang Amazing Grace, page 57. How many times have we sung that song in 22 years? It don't get old to me. When we sing a song, we don't rip it out of our song, but we just keep singing. I want to say it's some sermons that we need to keep on preaching. Faith cometh by hearing. Now, there is the observance of faith. Secondly, look in verse 4. There's an operation of faith. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Now, preacher, what's the story about that in verse 4? Remember, Cain killed Abel? And here, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Abel brought the firstlings of the flock. Way back yonder in Genesis, God was looking toward Calvary about a sacrifice. Cain, you know what he done? He brought the fruit of his ground. God rejected the sacrifice from Cain, but he accepted the sacrifice of Abel. And so here we see this operation of faith. Now, if you'll notice in verse 4, it is precious faith. I'm glad that to God, faith is precious. Brother Adam preached a few months ago on a Wednesday night on He is precious. And can I tell you that we have precious faith? Faith is precious. I want to say that there is the way of the cross or the way of Cain. You'll only get to God by the way of the cross, not by the way of Cain. Now, it's precious faith. Verse 5, isn't this amazing? God put this in here. It is not only precious faith, but it is pleasing faith. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that, here it is, that he pleased God. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I found out you can't please everybody, but it's easy to please God if you'll walk by faith. And to be honest with you, pleasing folks does go a long way, but sometimes you'll run out of pleasing. But if we can just please God, can I ask you, do you please God? Is God pleased with your faith? When's the last time that you trusted God to do something that you knew that you could not do it yourself? When's the last time God nudged on you to do something? You said, Lord, within me that is impossible. Lord, that is impassable. But I want to say this faith that we have this morning in our Bible is precious faith. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us we must contend for the faith. It's precious. We better hold dear to it and guard it. Because what's going on in our church this morning is not going on in every church in America. They have left the fundamentals of the faith. Bible, gospel, preaching. Jesus saves. Can I tell you, we need pleasing faith. It is precious faith. Look in verse 7. It is preparing faith. By faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet. This is something went on in verse 7. Don't go in our country much. Move with fear. I think the reason that folks never fear about dying and going to a devil's hell, they never hear a preacher preaching about hell. I've heard folks say, well, you ought not scare my children. I don't want to scare your children. I want to warn them and teach them the fear of God. Unless you come to Calvary by the blood of His darling Son, hell will be your home. I was preaching not too long ago in a place, and doctrine a little different, but I found this out. If you just preach a Bible message and everywhere you go, you'll preach out of the Bible, you don't have to change your message to suit people. Oh my goodness, it's precious faith and it is pleasing faith. It's preparing faith. Now, mom and daddies, I want to ask you something this morning. You may think that it's not too important that you be at church, that you just hit or miss and do this and that, and church is just something you'll do if you haven't got something else better to do. But I want to remind you about these young'uns' daddy named Noah. Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, look, prepared an ark, look, to the saving of his house. Daddies, it's your responsibility to keep your family in church. And some of you that bring your children and the dad won't, keep bringing them. Can I tell you, it's important to keep your children under Bible preaching. I sure am glad that I had a daddy that was moved with fear. Kept me in an environment where I could hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus. You see, it's precious faith, it's pleasing faith, it's preparing faith. But thirdly, look in verse number 8 now with me. Here's the observance of faith and the operation of faith. But now, let's close with this, the obedience of faith. Have you been obedient to faith? Sometimes faith will ask you to do things. Any of y'all ever, I want to see your hands, I want to be sure that I'm not the only crazy person here. Any of y'all ever had a dream that just seemed so real? I want to see your hand this morning. I mean, it just seems so real. And you wake up and you say, am I dreaming or have I woke up? Or, Lord, thank you, I woke up. I had a dream last night. And when I woke up this morning, Brother Mike, it dawned on me just really how much that I'm living by faith. You see, when you trust God and you know you ain't got it in you to do it and make it happen, when you need something to happen in your life and you know you can't make it happen and it's going to take Him to do it, I tell you what it'll do. It'll let you raise your little Baptist hands up in the morning to say, thank you, God, for how good you've been to me. When the doctors walk out, you're going to need some faith. When your children wreck, you're going to need some faith. When your loved ones die, you're going to need some faith. When them bills come to you and you wonder, how in the world are we going to do that? You're going to need some faith. This morning, the obedience of faith. Now look what happens. This is an amazing thing. Verse number 8, by faith Abraham, the father of our faith, when he was called to look, go out into a place which he should after receive. In other words, Brother Lee, he was knowing but not knowing. God had given him something in his heart, but only faith would allow him to access it. Do you want a godly family? Do you want a stable environment at your house? Hey, Brother Ryan, turn me off just a minute. I want to say something. Don't need to be on the radio. Ain't nobody's business. It's just going to get better now. I got to vent. You can take the biggest bottle, and the biggest faucet, and if you keep the cap on that, you know what's going to go in that bottle? Nothing. Got to take cap off. Folks want help, but they won't take the cap off. Let me tell you something this morning. Life's hard. Life's a struggle. Where would we be without faith? There's been times in my house when things have come, if we didn't have faith, you better keep faith close by.
faith will help you.
Mr. Nay, where would me and you, just think about it a minute, where would we be without faith? Bad family told us, y'all ain't never going to make it. You married a boy that's crazy. Y'all just ain't going to make it. Well, can I tell you, faith will beat the statistics? Just hear you come this morning. I've heard people say, well, you can't do that. That's true, you can't. Oh, but he can. There's the call of obedience, verse 8, by Abraham when he is called to go into a place which he should have to receive for inheritance. Underline this, he obeyed. That's all you got to do, just obey him. But a lot of times that's so hard. Because he'll ask you to do things that his flesh wants nothing to do with. Our flesh wants the easy way. But he wants us to obey. That old song we used to sing, Brother David, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. It's the call of obedience, the conduct of obedience. There's the comfort of obedience. Verse 9, let me tell you something that I promise you. I want to promise you, and I can't promise you a lot, but I can promise you this. If you'll obey Him, you'll never regret it. That first step's like, you remember going down the river when you was a kid and everybody else is in there swimming? You stuck your toe in there and said, man, that's just more than I can take. I just don't think. But when you got you a running start back off the bank and you told your cousin, said, y'all scoot over. I'm just a jump in. And when you run, said, kaplunk, went under and come up and you said, ugh. It got better. Then you could enjoy it. Let me tell you something this morning. What some of you need to do is get a hold of faith. Did you know that faith would open heaven for you today? For we're saved by grace through faith. And I want to give you this Bible definition of what faith is today, and I'm done preaching. Faith is taking God at His Word. What you need this morning? And you know what? This is an amazing thing. And don't take me out of contact what I'm fixing to say, but it's true. Noah had faith for others, and it sure did help them. No, it couldn't save them. It couldn't get them to heaven. But I guarantee you, Mom and Dad, if you'll have faith for your family, it will help them down the road. This morning we open our altar. I wonder, would you come? Maybe you're here today lost. You've never trusted Christ. It'd be a great day to give your heart to Him. You may be here this morning, you need something done, but you're going to have to do it by faith. I wonder, would you come and ask God to help you with your faith this morning? Would you come?